In John chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, we have some very, very interesting and very important lessons that tell us what happens after a person has been made alive in Christ. In chapter 11 of the Gospel of John, Lazarus was raised from the dead. That is a picture of our being raised from spiritual death to spiritual life. And then following that, in chapter 12, in the first three verses, we have what happens, the reaction to that salvation. Let's read that again today. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. I said here we have four things that fall right in line after we have been saved. First of all, we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we dealt with that. Then we have service. We are willing and ready and anxious then to serve Him with our lives. Now, all can't serve in the same capacity. All cannot do the same things. All cannot do the same thing that Martha did here. We find Martha working in the kitchen, serving the food to those who were guests in the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus when Jesus came there. All cannot do the same service, but all of us can do something to serve the Lord. In fact, it is not a labor of necessity. It is a labor of love. It is something that we want to do in order to show our love and appreciation to Him for what He's done for us. Now, we'll never be able to show that completely. We'll never be able to serve Him enough to deserve the salvation that He has given us. But we can be active and do something for the glory of God. I do believe that God has a place in His body for every person in that body of Christ to have something to do in the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. As you well know, and as you have been told many, many times, the great commission that was given by the Lord Jesus Christ just before He went back to heaven was that they, the disciples, and that included all disciples, and that passed right on down to the church body, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So the work then of the church is to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone upon this earth, especially those who have never heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we all have some part in that spreading of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us cannot be preachers, but God does call some to preach that gospel. All cannot be missionaries. God calls some preachers to go to a certain field, a certain nation, a certain people, and preach the gospel. God calls others to be evangelists, as I definitely believe the Lord has called me at this particular time in my ministry to be an evangelist, to go from place to place, from church to church, from wherever I go, carrying the message of the gospel, the good news. And that's what an evangelist is. He is an evangel carrying good news of the gospel. And then there are those who are in the church that serve as deacons or leaders in the church. There are those that serve as teachers in the church. There are those that serve as musicians in the church, singing in the choir, playing the instruments that are there for the glory of God. So all of that is a service for God. But that is no more service for God than the person who cleans the church for the glory of God. Now, if a person is paid to clean the church, it's not necessary then that he do it for the glory of God. He's doing that for a salary. He's doing that for money. But if our churches are cleaned by the members of the church who volunteer to do so, then that is a service to the Lord, just as much as the man in the pulpit is a service to the Lord and for the Lord. So we have service. Then thirdly, we have here worship. Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the ointment. Here is a definite act of worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. She wanted to pour out every ounce of adoration and love for the Lord Jesus Christ that she could possibly pour out. And therefore, she poured this very, very expensive ointment upon his feet, and she wiped his feet with her hair. She used her own hair to wipe the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there is an act of worship. Of course, there was in those days the idea of the servant washing the feet of the guest who came into the house. But this is not that situation. This is a matter of he was already in the house. His feet had already been washed by the servant, if there be such in the house. Someone had washed the feet, for that was necessary in that area in those days, and his feet were already washed. Now she went further than that act of service, and she poured ointment upon his feet and wiped them with her hair. That showed great adoration, and of course it brought a great anointing, a great odor of this anointing in the whole household. And that's what will happen when we truly worship the Lord Jesus Christ with all that we have and all that we are. We serve him, then we worship him because we love him. We give adoration unto him. We give praise unto him. And that fills the house with a sweet odor. The Lord is pleased with worship of him. He desires that we worship him, that we love him, that we adore him, that we praise him. And certainly there is so much to praise him for. We praise him for our salvation. We praise him for our sustenance. We praise him for our protection. We praise him for meeting our needs. We praise him because he is who he is. That's enough to praise him forever, just because he is God who died for us on Calvary, paid the penalty for our sins. Then surely we can do anything that will be right and proper in placing our love upon the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Mary did on this occasion. And so after we have been saved, after we have been given new life, we have fellowship with him, we are willing to serve him and do serve him, then we worship him. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we'll give you one more of these things and maybe even review the rest of them. So be with us on the broadcast tomorrow.